smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
News Centre at 4. The family of a woman poisoned in Wiltshire in 2018 say there must be changes as Russia's president's found morally responsible for her death. The chemical weapon was meant for a former spy. Dawn Sturgis sprayed herself with Novichok disguised as perfume. Her relatives say she was incorrectly labelled a drugs user. Wiltshire Police Chief Constable Catherine Roper has apologised.
We should have been accurate about Dawn and we weren't, and I am sorry. We should have listened more to the other agencies that were at the scene, and we have absolutely learned, and we have also apologised for not listening to them as we should have done. And the relationship between us and the other agencies have dramatically improved.
A report found no fault in her medical care. A major incident has been declared in Derby. Two men have been arrested on suspicion of explosive offences, and more than 200 homes have been evacuated as a precaution. Ministers are promising to look at where things went wrong as families question how a paedophile was allowed to work in a nursery. 45-year-old Vincent Chan yesterday admitted 26 sex offences against children in his care in North London. There are 50% more patients in hospital in England with the flu than at the same time last year. NHS bosses say the service is under increasing pressure. Nigel Farage has called a delay to mayoral elections in England monstrous. Votes planned for May in Essex, Hampshire and the Sonet, Sussex and Brighton and Norfolk and Suffolk won't now take place until 2028. Ministers say they need to reorganise. But against a backdrop too of criminal justice reforms in England and Wales, Reform UK's leaders not happy.
It is frankly a very authoritarian government. It doesn't really believe in liberty. It doesn't really believe in individual freedom. And we learned, and it began last year, it doesn't really believe in democracy either.
And England cricketer Joe Root's hit his first century in Australia. The tourists have finished the first day of the second test in Brisbane on 325 for 9. That's the latest. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw.
News from our community. The Red Kite Radio Update.
Oxfordshire County Council are working with British Cycling to employ two community developers, one to cover Oxford and the other for the wider county. They'll be working on ways to increase cycling in the area through community events, rides and training. They've set up a short survey to provide them with feedback to help shape future programmes. There's a link to the survey on the Tame Hub News website. Two teenage boys have been arrested on suspicion of assault occasioning actual bodily harm following an alleged incident outside the Grange School on Wendover Way in Aylesbury at around 3:20pm on Tuesday. The alleged victim is thought to be a teenage boy. He was taken to hospital and has since been discharged. Anyone with information about the alleged incident is asked to contact police on their 101 number.
Red Kite Radio Weather, sponsored by Ridgeway Interiors, the kitchen company that handles everything from design to installation and even the building work. Transform your home with peace of mind across Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire.
Night will generally be clear and so will be colder than of late, with a minimum overnight low dipping to just 1 degree. Friday will start dry with some cloud, but it will turn overcast during the afternoon with a chance of showers and turning very windy again later on. Maximum daytime temperature will be similar to today at 8 degrees. I'm Simon, and for more local news, click on News in the Media section of our new website at redkiteradio.com.
107.2 Red Kite Radio Drive Time with Paul Higgs.
Red Kite Radio.
Thank you, Simon. Welcome along
to Thursday's Drive Time.
I'll give it to someone. 7.2 FM.
Red Kite Radio.
HAPPY. Before that was Wham and Last Christmas. Hello, how are you doing Thursday afternoon? Thursday, 4th of December. So today, National Santa's List Day. Have you prepared your Santa's list? Is it extensive? I've got a few things on my list from Father Christmas this year, hoping to bring. It is also National Sock Day, and I can guarantee socks are not on my Christmas list. Just saying. It is also National Dice Day today as well. And in the news, we have a Fabergé egg, we have a drunken raccoon, and would you apply for this dating profile? Talk about that later on in the show. Plus, music on the way from the 1975. Got some Girls Aloud coming up as well, and Foxes, all between now and six right here on Drive Time.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowin' then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching me.
Hits for Tame, Haddenham and Cuddington.
This is your Red Kite Radio.
I love you.
Show me.
Started, you know that I
Coffee Red. Something got me started here on Drive Time. Now, according to a new study, 1 in 10 people do this during the Christmas season. Is it re-gift a present they didn't like, eat an entire box of chocolates in one sitting, or start their Christmas shopping on Christmas Eve? I don't understand anybody that starts their Christmas shopping on Christmas Eve. Honestly, if I haven't done my shopping a week before, I am panicking. Mind you, I do most of my stuff online, so you probably would be panicking by that point. But I've normally got at least half of it done a week before Christmas, but there are some people that just deliberately don't do any Christmas shopping until Christmas Eve. It's just, that does not make a stress-free Christmas Eve, does it? Eat an entire box of chocolates in one sitting? No problem. I could do that quite easily. But that's not the answer. The answer is re-gift a present they didn't like. Now, the question is, have you had a present that you sure has been re-gifted? I don't really think I could do that. I'd probably give it to a charity shop or something, but I couldn't re-gift a present. I'd also be terrified if the person that gave it me, I was the one that was giving them back. Anyway, but there you go. So 1 in 10 people say that they will re-gift a present they didn't like. Karaoke on the way, 5:10. Fascinating facts on the way as well. Plus, birthday corner. And musically, after the break, the 1975 are on the way.
Red Kite Radio. Winterfest 2025 is coming on Saturday the 13th of December.
This year's Winterfest sponsors include Flourish Financial Solutions, Financial Advisor, Lightfoot's Solicitors, Mobile People Powered Logistics Limited, High Quality Transport and Logistics, Oxford Analysis Consultants, Consultant Engineers, Rebellion Brewery, Local Brewers of Fine Ales, Spear Travels, Local Travel Agents in Tame, Tame Round Table, Adopt, Adapt and Improve, and Vale Burner Services, Boiler Servicing and Repair. Thanks to all of these businesses for their support.
Red Kite Radio, proud to be supporting Winterfest 2025, Saturday the 13th of December at Banks Park by the Village Hall in Haddenham.
Kingsley Furniture and Interiors make beautiful bespoke kitchens and furniture for your home. We're a very friendly and creative team, and we'll work with you to devise and deliver the perfect design for your living space. We genuinely want you to have the home of your dreams, whatever your budget. So come and meet us and then see your furniture being handcrafted in our Kingsley workshop. Visit kingsleyfurniture.co.uk or call our friendly team on 01844 290 899.
Does your car need maintenance or repair? Dell Motor Services are a leading garage with fixed prices on many service or repair procedures. If you live in Red Kite Radio's broadcast area, we can collect or return your car for free. As someone once said, we are simply the best, better than all the rest. Dell Motor Services in Stock Lake. Call Aylesbury 429-123. That's 429-123. Or visit dellmotorservices.co.uk.
Looking for the kitchen of your dreams? Visit Ridgeway Interiors. From sleek German kitchens to timeless shaker and in-frame designs, even fully handmade bespoke kitchens tailored to your style and budget.
They take care of everything from design to installation and even the building work. With impeccable customer service and glowing reviews, Ridgeway Interiors is the name you can trust across Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire. Whether you want a modern masterpiece or a classic design, they've got it all.
Visit ridgewayinteriors.co.uk. Quality kitchens at a price you'll love. Fully managed from start to finish.
For Tame, Haddenham and Kingsley.
Red Kite Radio.
I've been suicidal. You've been gone for weeks. If I'm undecided, you decide for me. Baby, I'll do anything that you wanna. I'll try anything that you wanna. I'll try. Cause you're on my mind. Oh, I'm never lying. I wanna get it right this time. So I'm
Red Kite Radio Drive Time with Paul Higgs.
Awesome theme from Top Gun with Take My Breath Away. At 4:30, it is drive time. It is, of course, Thursday afternoon. Now, there's a reason I'm playing this. So, if you're looking for love, I might have found the perfect match for you. There's an aristocrat from Somerset who has advertised for a new wife. And he's drawn up an exacting list of requirements for the successful candidate. He's called Sir Benjamin Slade, 79 years old, and says he's looking for a good breeder. What's this, a dog? He's looking for a good breeder. Who's at least 20 years his junior. Right, he's 79. Even 59, it's a bit late to be a good breeder. Anyway, just saying. He wants his other half to provide him with two male heirs. He also adds that applicants must have a shotgun license, be able to run two castles, not one, two castles, and cannot be a Guardian reader. Also, a little private capital would be helpful. That, you know, when you look at that, it's just like, ah, oh, isn't that romantic? He said he's looking for someone with a large fortune would be advantageous. So, if you own at least one castle, also running another castle, are good breeders, and in the sort of 59 age range, have a shotgun license and plenty of money behind you. I know someone who's looking for love. And, you know, he would turn him down. Sounds a keeper. Right, Foxes, Body Talk.
Days like these, I just want to buy. I can't breathe. I can't eat.
Radio. I'm glad you like mine too. See, we're looking pretty cool. Getcha. So what do you do? Oh yeah, I wait tables too. No, I haven't heard your band, 'cause you guys are pretty new. But if you dig I'm vegan food, welcome over to my work. I'll have a cookie, something that you really love. That guy just hanging at your pad, he's looking kinda cool. Yeah, you broke up, that's too bad. I guess it's fair if he always pays the rent and he doesn't get bent about sleeping on the couch when I'm there. 'Cause I like you.
Helps me open the fader. Dandy Warhol with Bohemian Like You. Do you want to be a genius? Do you want to be a brainiac? If so, Fascinating Facts is on the way, and we're going to do that after brand new Luke Combs. Who? You can relax now. It's Back in the Saddle. technical issue with Fascinating Facts. We're going to do it in a few minutes' time, just before Birthday Corner. But Girls Aloud are on the way.
Red Kite Radio.
Excellent service, expert advice, and a wide selection. It's all here at Aylesbury Bullion, a traditional family-run jewellers on the High Street, Aylesbury. Click aylesburybullion.co.uk.
Around 26,000 miles in the sky.
Well, actually, we're just around the corner. Tame Aerials, your local family-run aerial and satellite company for all your television needs. Whether it's a new installation of an aerial or satellite dish, fixing your existing system, or simply advice on the right path to take, call Tame Aerials on 07961 052311.
07961 052311.
Or email inquiries@tameaerials.co.uk.
It was just another day, a familiar drive through familiar country. But then, just around the corner, came the unexpected. He'd let his speed creep a little too high as he approached a bend. And he was no longer driving at the right speed for the road. The scary thing is, he didn't even realize driving even a little too fast for the situation is a major cause of collisions, especially on country roads where you don't know what's around the corner. Think. Don't let your speed creep.
Join me, Clive Wagerfield, on Red Kite Radio 107.2, where we broadcast specialist music shows each and every evening. I'll be presenting the Sunday Rock Show between 7 and 10 p.m. each week. So, remember to turn that dial to Red Kite Radio 107.2. You will find the best of classic and modern rock here. So, tune in and turn up the volume.
For Tame, Haddenham and Mawson.
Red Kite Radio.
Jingle Bell Rock, and we've been here for a billion years, but it's hard to be exact. Space is big, you are small. What do you think of that? Guess what? It's Fascinating Facts time. Finally working.
We've been here for a billion years, but it's hard to be exact. Space is big, and you are small, and what do you think of that? Major information, see how I react. I am just a sucker for your fascinating facts.
So if you live in Canada and want to get a letter to Father Christmas, then you need to get it sent before the 10th of December. Rest of the world, well, you probably need to get it sent about now. And did you know that Father Christmas has its very own postcode? It is Santa Claus, North Pole, and the postcode is H-O-H-O-H-O. Love it. Santa Claus, North Pole,
ho-ho-ho,
Canada. The largest snowflake in the world was found in 1887. It was 15 inches wide and 8 inches thick. And the average inmate at Alcatraz reads 75 to 100 books a year. Well, let's face it, there's nothing much else to do in Alcatraz. Certainly can't escape. Right, birthday corner, after this, from Mark Cohen.
Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. WC handy, won't you look down over me? Ticket, but I'm as blue as a boy can be. Then I'm walking in Memphis, just walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? Saw the ghost of Elvis on Union Avenue, followed him up. And I watched him walk right through. Now security, they did not see him. They just hovered around his tomb. But there's a pretty little thing waiting for the king down in the jungle room. When I was walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis. Got a prayer in Memphis. A Muriel plays piano every Friday at the Hollywood, and they brought me down to see her, and they asked me if I would do a little number, and I said. Tell me, are you a Christian child? And I said, ma'am, I am. Tonight, walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? Walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain.
Walking in Memphis. The excellent Mark Cohen here on Drive Time. Right, time to find out whose birthday it is today.
Happy birthday.
Birthday Corner.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
First of all, Jay-Z.
Birthday.
56 years old. Jay-Z, 56. Tara Banks is 52. And Jelly Roll, the country singer, is 40 years old today. And the actor Jeff Bridges. Jeff Bridges. He's 76 today, believe it or not. Can't believe that. Jeff Bridges, 76. Right, Birthday Corner back again for the final time this week. Tomorrow afternoon, 10 minutes past five. Right now, Roy Orbison with Pretty Woman.
Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman, I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you. Mercy. Pretty woman, won't you pardon me? Pretty woman, I couldn't help but see. Pretty woman, then you look lovely as can be.
Daddy Pig's in trouble. You didn't expect that, did you? So there is a supermodel called David Gandy who has launched an attack on Daddy Pig, the father of Peppa Pig. I mean, that's low, isn't it? You can't really launch an attack on a cartoon character. He's criticised Daddy Pig for being a useless fool and a poor example of masculinity and fatherhood for young children. What's wrong with Daddy Pig? That's what I say. What is wrong with Daddy Pig? Well, I hope you all out there realise that, you know, Daddy Pig is just a caricature and all men are not really like that. And I'm not myself presenting Drive Time. I'm probably the epitome of proving that completely and utterly right. Yes, men are completely useless. Right, on the way, Brian Adams coming up. We've got some Elton John and the Ronettes. Plus, of course, karaoke is on the way. 10 minutes past five and takes us up to the news at five. Bit of Miley Cyrus.
Our love will never fade away. We're diamonds in the dark. I put my head against your chest and listen to your heart. 'Cause you are my even through the pain.
on your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.